Now the firmament is because it enclosed the solar system and therefore represented the uppermost part of our physical solar world. This sphere was like a mountain, for it was above the earth, and it was far above the range of mortal mountains. And to the Indian philosophers, this mountain was Meru, the abode of the gods. To the later Shivites, it was Kalasa, the great mountain of Himavat. It was the Olympus of the Greeks and the mysterious Jerusalem golden mountain of Christianity. Thus these constellations came to have certain meanings, certain distinct and special attributes. And it was believed that as the ancient Jewish people held that there were 12 tribes of Israel, Israel being an ancient generic term simply to signify the world, humanity, and kinds of life, that there were 12 orders of life that were nourished and fed by the energy which fell through the constellations of the zodiacal band, and that these 12 were further differentiated by the northern and southern constellations until 36 forms or 36 emanational currents could be recognized. It was all heaven moving in upon man, supplying him constantly with energies. It was man's concept that when his material life was finished, he would return again to the sky from which he came.
The ancients believed that when the law, the Torah or the Veda, or whatever you want to call it, was placed into the hands of the great messianic teachers, of which 7 are of particular interest and integrity as the founders of the great religions of the world, that these powers not only fashioned the bodies and structures of these religions, but as one of the old Rosicrucian adepts, symbolized in an ancient work that he did, he represented this mystery by an interlaced, by two interlaced triangles in the form of a six-pointed star with a dot in the center. In each case, he placed one of the planets in the center and the other 6 in the circumference points. And changing the center one each time, he found that with 7, he could bring all of the planets once to the center, and then he would have a circumference, and in no two cases would the circumference be exactly the same, because a different one would be in the center. This, he said, was the ancient arrangement or order of the astro-mystical theology of the ancient religious systems. Frank Higgins, Masonic writer, working about 30, 35 years ago, took the globe of the planet and he began to study this problem of the six-pointed star with a dot in the center. And he placed this star within the interior of a globe, with the upper and lower points coinciding with the poles. He then whirled this star, so to say, within this globe, causing the other 4 points of the six-pointed star to make lines around the globe at the points where they actually touched the surface, the inner surface of the globe. And he considered these points degrees of latitude. He then went on and continued his studies by dropping lines from various parts of the earth to the core and to the opposite side, always keeping the original form of the six-pointed star. As a result of that, he came up with a very interesting discovery, that the great religious centers of the world all fall geographically almost exactly on the spots indicated by this division and this placing of the six-pointed star within the globe. In other words, if you drop a line from one of the great centers, like the Great Pyramid, right straight through the earth, you go through another center, world famous as a religious institution. You go through these systems, and he made a very careful study of it, and came to some extraordinary conclusions. that the entire distribution of man's worship has been mathematically correct in terms of the earth on which he lives, which is not remarkable when we realize that whoever built the pyramid not less than 4,000 years B.C. was able to orient that building at that time to the 11th decimal point. We could hardly do it today without a great deal of calculation.